That sounds good. A little Marshall Tucker this morning on your Saturday morning in Arizona. I promised Ida in Casa Grande she'd be our very next caller. Let's go down and get to her.
Real quick before
oh,
you
yeah, honey.
We also had another caller looking for the mesquite tortillas.
Yes.
I'm not selling them yet.
No, not until I get as many as I want.
And for about $400 a dozen.
Yeah, exactly.
They're a little work. But if you are in the Tucson area, there's a wonderful magazine called Edible Baja, and you can find. They also have a website, and they feature just last issue, this gal in Tucson area who makes the mesquite tortillas and sells them at all the farmers markets. So you'd be able to look it up that way and find out where to find them. Well, I think they go pretty quick.
I tell you, once you try them, I don't know that I'll ever want to go back to just a plain flour tortilla.
I'm sold.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Great.
All right, Miss Ida, you've been so patiently waiting for us. Thank you for holding on. Let's see if we can help you with your question.
I hope so. But, Rosie, first I want to nicely dispute the letter from the nice lady person who said we were changing our name to Casa Grande. I have lived here for over 75 years. I graduated from Casa Grande High School.
There you go.
We have been Casa Grande all these years. We speak English here, you know, and that's Casa Grande. If we speak Spanish, Casa Grande is pronounced so beautifully by the Latinos. We do it just terrible when we don't say. So, please, you used to say Casa Grande all the time.
I did. And then I thought I got corrected. Now I'm getting uncorrected.
It's quite a it's just come up within the last 5 or 10 years. But we still are Casa Grande. Well, like I say, we speak English, but that's not my question.
Okay.
I had I heard you mention lobelia in the sun, in the shade. I had a really nice lobelia little garden out where I look out my kitchen window. Is it too late? They saw the heat and went paya. So can I possibly plant miniature senior seeds and they would have time to come up and be pretty like old days? Is it too late to plant zinnias or calendulas?
From seed, zinnias and calendulas might just be a little bit late. You know, if you're looking to plant from seed, you could do vinca or periwinkles are sometimes called from seed. Those would work for you.
What will?
It's vinca, V-I-N-C-A, vinca. Vinca, or you could use moss rose. If you like those orange, yellow, pink pastels like zinnias, moss rose from seed does pretty well from seed.
And they'll come up. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Is it important that it be from seed, or do you want color now? What flowers could she plant now just from?
Well, the same ones.
Okay.
Vinca, moss rose.
Okay.
There's a plant called Angelonia. We call it summer snapdragon. That's a good one. Pentas, P-E-N-T-A.
How many are you trying to plant, Ida? Oh, how big an area do you have?
Probably, how big an area, Jer? How big an area? How big an area? About 10 by 10.
Well, that's size. That's sizable enough.
So I can, right outside my kitchen window.
Okay. All right, Miss Ida, I want you to stay on hold. I've got to run to Tucson on Tuesday. We're going to find out where you live. I'm going to run by Harper's Nursery. I'm going to buy you some vinca, and I'm going to be bringing it by your house. Thank you so much for supporting me.
You stop in Casa Grande?
But now I got to go back to Casa Grande.
There you go.
It's like the argument in Prescott, You go up there and you call it Prescott, and they all
know
look
you're
at you
from
like,
somewhere
you know, with like cross-eyed. It's Prescott like biscuit.
Yeah.
Prescott like biscuit.
So now it's Casa Grande.
And Jyla Ben.
And Jyla Ben. And Ajo.
And Ajo. All right, let's see if we can squeeze Shane in real quick, calling from Buckeye. Good morning, Shane. How can we help you?
Yes, sir. I've got a couple Bonita ash trees. They're about 2 years old. And probably March, they started, the edge of the trees, the leaves started curling up. And it looks like they've got, I don't know how to describe it, but little crystals. They're white, flaky things. And if you rattle the tree, it looks like it's smelling. it's obviously some type of infestation, and I have no idea what it is. I tried to spray something on it. They're still there, so I was wondering if you knew what it was.
Well, if the leaves kind of curled in on themselves, generally there's an aphid that gets on those ash trees, and they get inside, and they're sucking on the leaf, and the leaf curls around them. And you have, if you kind of open it back up, you'll see them in there. They're kind of a white, woolly, grayish-white aphid. And that crystalline is the honeydew that they've left behind after they've sucked on it, and that's just the dried sugars that have come out of the tree. That'd be my best guess as to what you have, because it's pretty common on ash trees, especially about March, April, when you talked about, so in the spring.
All right. We're doing the Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House, our Father's Day landscaping tip of the week.
Do something for Dad. Plant a tree. Plant some shrubs. Fix his sprinkler system. Mow the grass, you know, yeah. Do fertilize the grass. Plant some flowers. Go to Ida's house and plant her some things. We talked about maybe planting a tree in legacy or memory of Dad or Grandpa or something, you know, in a park or a school if you don't have room to plant a tree. So a lot of cool things you can do.
I actually heard a story yesterday of someone that had lost their dad recently, and they were trying to do something to just in honor of him every Father's Day. And that particular father loved ice cream. And so she goes around and buys 51-gallon tubs of ice cream and goes around and delivers it to men's shelters.
Nice.
Nice. You know?
So oh, cool. Every Father's Day, she just has that opportunity to honor her dad by a kind expression to others. And everybody has a different way of doing it. We hope you find a great way of honoring your dad today. Y'all stay tuned. In the 9 o'clock hour coming up, we are going to do Open Line. Whatever project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, you give us a call. It's Rosie and Stan Zimbrunnen from Rosie on the House Remodeling. We'll have answers for you regardless where you live or what project you're trying to tackle. We've probably done it in your neighborhood once or twice already. Y'all stay tuned. 9 o'clock hour is going to be a lot of fun.